The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I truly do welcome you to hear this true prophetic message that I'm bringing today right out of the scriptures of your Holy Bible, which is the Word of Almighty God. And I call your attention to this profound truth that this is a free voice and this is a ministry of restoration with God's true prophetic message, restoring the guideposts, the beacons, the landmarks, as revealed in your Holy Bible, which blind and deceitful preachers and teachers have destroyed. Well, Jesus Christ made this great proclamation, that is earth-shaking, in his lifetime, and he left it with us in our Holy Bible. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that is from sin and its old deadly consequences. Well, today, I thank the Lord for your being present in this listening congregation, and I truly pray the Lord will give you ears to hear. We continue a message today entitled, A Famine for Hearing the Word of God. And certainly there is a famine in the earth today, especially in this nation, for hearing the Word of God. And we began with a scripture found in Isaiah, the 59th chapter, and I want to begin with the 14th verse. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. I want to call your attention here to these prophetic words from the great prophet Isaiah. And he was looking down into our very own generation through the Spirit of God, and through the prophetic anointing upon him, he says, truth is fallen in the street, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Well, certainly there is a famine for hearing the Word of God today. Another great prophet in Amos, the 8th chapter, prophesied many centuries ago that we would come to this time, that there would be a famine in the land. And let me give you that prophecy from Amos 8, beginning in verse 11, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north, even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of God, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst, for searching for the truth. And of course, when we preach the truth, a man of God is not just responsible to preach the truth, but he is responsible to preach the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That is a responsibility of every true man of God. And the Lord has already forewarned us that in our end time generation, there would be a famine. There would be a dearth for hearing the word of God. Back in the days of even the great prophet Samuel, in 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, there's a very alarming scripture here that certainly shows us that in many generations past, there has been a famine for hearing the word of God. In 1 Samuel 3 and 1, God expresses it thusly. He said, the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Well, that means scarce. And today it's very rare that you hear the truth, than the whole truth and nothing but the truth from the pulpits of America. And I don't apologize for saying this. Preachers ought to preach the truth, but they won't preach it. And that's the trouble in America today. And the whole reproach lays at our door, as it were, in the days of Jeremiah, the great weeping prophet. In Jeremiah 6 and verse 10, he cries out, "To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it." And I'll guarantee you one thing, and I'm telling the truth, that this generation is a generation that does not want to hear the whole truth of God's word. Oh, they're zealous to hear some of it. Yeah, they certainly delight in hearing about the love of God and healing and the results of faith in Jesus Christ and in his word. But the thing about it is, you must have faith in God's word, and only the only kind of faith that God honors and the only kind of faith you can have that works is the faith that comes through obedience to God's word. And believing is more than just saying, "I have a mental assent to it," or intellectually, "I believe that the word of God is true." No, you have to believe it in your heart. It's just like in the beginning when we're saved. You don't get saved because you intellectually believe or you give mental assent that the word of God or the words of Jesus Christ were true. The Bible tells us plainly in Romans the 10th chapter, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And certainly it is believing in the heart that we must have confidence in God through his word. We must believe that word. And if we believe it, you know what the results of believing is? Obedience. And that's why the Bible declares in James 2:26 that faith without works is dead. Well, is the word of God scarce today or not? It certainly is. Back in the prophet Hosea's writing, a prophet that predicted many things that would befall this end-time generation and the conditions of the church as it is today, being a Laodicean church, lukewarm, indifferent to the warnings of God, just loving part of the word of God, but hating the preacher that comes along and disturbs their tranquility by rebuking, reproving, and exhorting them to holiness and righteousness and the fear of God. In the day of Hosea, Hosea 4 said, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. The Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land." Well, why did he? Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. And he says the land is full of swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, and they break out. That means they rebel against the word of God. And blood toucheth blood. And then he says in verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And certainly we must have preachers to preach the word of God for God's people to be able to know the word of God and then to obey the word of God. They must be challenged. And certainly this is a challenging hour. It's the most challenging hour on the radio in America today. This broadcast, this network of Word of Prophecy broadcast daily and nightly on the great powerful stations here in America. You can hear the broadcast at night all over the nation. And we are preaching the truth. We're trying to arouse God's people to the fallacy of hearing part of the Word of God and thinking that that will save them. In the words of the great Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 3 and 1, he said, "This know also, in the last days perilous times shall come." Well, that certainly is now has a label on this particular prophecy. Then he says, "Men will be lovers of their own selves, and they'll be covetous. They'll be proud, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful, unholy, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof." In verse 7, here's the epitomization of our very own generation and our sick society, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, men of God must preach the whole truth. In Titus 2 and 1, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." We have to preach the doctrines of the Word of God and cause people to be sensitive to the Spirit of God as God convicts them of sin, convicts them of worldliness in their lives, or reproves them of being careless or indifferent to the things that the Word of God commands us to do during this end-time generation. And we've got a church today that's so full of the world, and my Lord, Aaron made a golden calf back into the church in the wilderness with the earrings and with the old jewelry that come off the bodies of those women and men. And today, almost every church in America, if you got the gals down with all their old jewelry, You'd have enough to make a golden calf in every one of the churches today. And that's really what it is, a golden calf. It is idolatry, and there's very few that speaks out against this idolatry that floods our churches today. Also in 2 Timothy 4, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, and is appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Preach the word, man of God. That's the order, the Holy Ghost order in the New Testament. And be instant in season, out of season. Don't have an out of season. Just because people don't like it, or you're not getting the money, all the money you want, or you don't have popularity like you desire. Well, my popularity poll is almost sitting on zero, so that's where men of God's popularity poll should sit. But he says, be instant in season, out of season. Then reprove, rebuke, and exhort. You can count your preachers in America almost on one hand that reproves, rebukes, and exhorts with all long-suffering and doctrine. And he says, do this, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That's today. But heap to themselves teachers. They want teachers that will not rebuke them, not reprove them, and not give them sound doctrine. And it says they'll have itching ears. They want teachers to tickle their ears with little fanciful dissertations on the Bible. They want some hootenanny, something, some sweet talk. Yes, my, they love it. But they'll turn their ears away from the truth and be turned to fables. Men of God are not to tickle the ears of God's people. And when God's people realize there's no preachers to turn to, many of them would be turned back to God and his holiness, and they'd repent of their sins and get rid of them sins and begin to live holy. But preachers have got to stand up against sin in the lives of God's people. And this old Laodicean lukewarm church age we're living in, when the churches are full of idolatry and lust and every other ungodly thing, we have to speak out against it. But the word of God is scarce in our days, ladies and gentlemen. And what we're hearing today is what's found in Romans 1 in verse 25. They changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature, that's the human body, more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And that's our predicament today, that people are changing, preachers are changing the truth of God into a lie. And the word of God is precious today. It's scarce today. There is a famine for hearing the word of God. And we certainly invite you to hear these broadcasts each day, and also to subscribe or write for our literature, our monthly magazine. Well, we say monthly. We don't publish it every month because we don't have the money, but we publish it every time we can. And we have Bible lessons, and we have tape cassettes with these messages on them. We have Bible school lessons. We mail out a correspondence course to help people to hear the truth, to know the truth, and to live it, so they will be qualified to be ready for the coming of our blessed Lord. Shall we pray? Father, grip our hearts and souls today in the power and persuasion of your word. For the word of God, the Bible says, Jesus tells us that the word of God is quick and powerful. And we pray, Lord, that it'll catch men and women, boys and girls, in the grip of its divine persuasion and power to turn them to old-fashioned repentance and holiness, giving up their sins, we ask in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. That's Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207, Word of Prophecy Fellowship. And we certainly, ladies and gentlemen, would like to insist on you helping us with the broadcast, with its needs, with your faithful tithes and offerings, or at least a portion of them. And if you're not receiving our magazine, we want to mail it to you. And if you want today's message on cassette, you mail us an offering of $5 or more, and we'll be quick in our response to get it to you, that you can hear the entire message of famine for hearing the word of the Lord. God bless you now. We'll be back tomorrow with this same broadcast on this same message. And until then, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion, is our prayer.